Welcome back to another episode of the Z Team. I am your Dungeon Master Sky, and with me are my ever benevolent players.
Fuck. And also, that was a bit sexy.
Yeah, Onyx moaning erotically over the stay. We got Coop.
Hello.
We got. And we also got Onyx.
Hello.
And finally, Olive.
Have y'all tried the new dark berry flavor from Dr. Pepper?
It's actually not that great.
I think it's great.
You're great. I have not tried it. A last minute addition, he just walked through the door. It's Engines.
Oh, hi. I thought you already introduced me and your mic cut out. And I was like, what the fuck? Did I miss something?
Hey, look, it's Engines again.
Why do I get two?
You get two scoops, you're special.
Hell yeah.
Raisin Bran in this economy? Did I get way too excited for Raisin Bran, or is that just me?
I was drinking water there. I almost sprayed it.
Two scoops.
Actually, I really like Raisin Bran. This is upsetting.
I live for it, man. That's the shit, man. It's the worst when you get an entire bowl with no raisin, though. I will say.
Truly.
Some people might say, well, you just get free bran flakes. I'm like, that's not how it works.
I paid for raisins, too.
I paid for half and half. Instead, I get one third raisin, two thirds bran.
Just fuck me up with raisins, maybe, bro. I'm here for it.
Maybe we could do 2.5 scoops next time. Thanks. We're going to be doing a one-shot today. Raz is going to be out for a little bit longer, which is fine with us because we're more than happy to create content until he's back in fighting shape. So we're going to be hopping back into our wonderful one-shot characters. They have leveled up to level 9 today, which is most excellent. As the guy from Bing Bang Theory would say. Bazinga. And perfect. You guys want to do anything, or you guys want to just hop right into it?
Do we normally do something before?
I was wondering if we wanted to start a bit beforehand. I don't know.
What bit? Oh, you mean like in character shit?
I'm just trying to figure out if we leveled up
I'm
or not,
because
you said Bazinga at the end. I'm like, wait, was I not supposed to do this then?
Yeah, by the way, all my players are actually level 8.
Wait a week?
Whoever leveled up is actually dead. So they're going to be creating new characters alive.
Let's go. I'm dead finally.
Huggies. Yeah.
Wait, is it in game?
No.
Let's go.
Yay! Yeah. I come to each of my players' house to see them for the first time, but instead I just murder them. Any percent speedrun. The rat comes home. Although, I will stay. One of my new favorite memes is the one where, like, that, like, fucking family goes to the orphanage and they look at all the kids and they're like, I'm gonna take the fucking rat. And it's Stuart Little.
And it's, like, scuffed, like, drawing.
Wonderful. So, you guys find yourself in TGI Mondays. It's unfortunately a Monday. It is Monday, which means Gandalf gets a Graham cracker. And as you guys are sitting there, Grievous Nilbog, your wonderful entrepreneur.
Name the entire time?
No, it's Gragnon, but I really wanted to see if you guys remembered or if you guys were just going to flow with it. You've passed
Don't
the
worry.
Test.
Don't worry, we're always flowing.
Gross.
This is a cross.
I put a cork in mine.
Four margaritas. You guys have been kind of relaxing all week. He's been trying to pay for your meals and trying to keep your spirits lifted because you guys haven't really found a new stone in a while, so he hasn't been able to give you guys like missions because otherwise it's just you guys killing goblins, and I don't really want to write that.
And thus we haven't done it.
So we've been unemployed because the storyteller is lazy.
What? How dare you out me like that? Hold on one second.
Unemployed because my god can't even give me a damn job.
Hold on one second. Don't move. Don't talk. Don't say anything. Hold on. Wait. Hold on.
Oh, I'm coming.
Hold on. All right. You guys now have a mission to kill 4 goblins in the Black Forest. Ooh. sneeze and then they die. All right. Congratulations.
All right, everybody. Here's the outro.
Bye.
Ba-da-ba-da-da-da. Bye.
That was a quick one.
Did you know? All right. Yeah, he sits across from you, and she's just kind of sitting there, like, eating nachos as you guys have, like, sat there in silence.
Wait, so how long have we been sitting there for, then?
Probably about an hour.
Staring into his eyes like, give me a damn job or I'll kill everyone in this damn bar!
Well, that would be a little expensive for me to repair, but, I suppose.
You've got the coin.
I've got the black card from our benefactor, but I don't. It really actually does come out of my wallet.
Who the hell is Benfactor?
Don't worry about it.
I feel like that would take me far too long, Mr. Clack.
Oh my god.
I don't think I have the time or the patience. What?
So it sounds like you do have a job, though.
He takes another large munch of nachos, looking at you confused.
Eh? Crunch.
You know they come with potato skins too. We could have swapped for the potato skins.
I put my axe on the table.
Oh, okay. What do you want from me? Do you want me to just create you a job to go find a shard we don't know the location of?
Isn't that your job to find out where it is in the first place?
They kind of don't just manifest.
Is that the new carnival that's coming down? Manifest.
With the hang the DJ.
You know, we could probably go over to another adventurer's guild, try to find one or two things to do there, and then just come back when
sold,
you need
let's go.
Us.
Well, hold on now. We could, I'm sure we could swing, something. He, like, hops on his, like, phone, and he starts, like, going through some things. He's like, I have a job for you guys. And he does, like,
spill
the
it.
Finger guns.
Keep the axe ready, Clack.
We can probably put that away. There's no need to really threaten me. I'm already paying for your... What do you want? The black card?
What the fuck's a black card?
It's this, but it's black.
All right.
And I can just spend money on that.
Segways are weird. So there is a antique dealing here. And riveting, I'm sure. But it's going to be pretty rad where this is happening. So I want you guys to get in there, see if any of those antiques might be a gem, and, I don't know, fucking get it? Steal it? Heist? Yeah, let's call it a heist.
I keep on stealing shit for you, man.
It's not for me. It's for the benefactor who is paying you handsomely.
He's paying us handsomely, why didn't he just pay for that gem? It's in an auction.
Actually, that's a great idea. He hands you the black card. He hands you the black card. He's like, you have to go outbid everybody.
All right.
I mean, that's a lot easier than just, like, stealing it.
I mean, you could steal it, and then it's free.
Could.
The only problem is your conscience.
All right, let's have some fun, boys.
So, buy the gem, night in the town, maybe the next morning, and then come back and give it to him.
Well, I'm coming with you.
Ah, shit.
Night on the town.
Alright. Now, we can't just show up to an auction looking like... He points at Clack.
You don't all look like me, though.
So we're gonna have to get dressed up in our nicest digs.
You're right. We all need beards. I wasn't where I was going with that at all, Mr. Sandile.
I mean, I'm a high elf. I can't actually grow a beard. Can you get convincing?
Are you high
ones?
Right now? Dude, we got a job.
You beat me to it. It's really annoying.
I'm like, yeah, you're talking about what? The one that we... But you're the one who said that we can't show up there like we are, so...
Thought you know magic.
Actually, you know what? I like it. We're all going to put on beards. And Clack, you're going to lose your beard. They'll never know it's us.
Aye, yeah. You try and take this off me and you see where you go.
I think it's not really a threat as much as you think.
That sounds more like a promise.
You'll go in the beard.
I'm kind of a wage slave. This is kind of like you're threatening to get rid of me, and it kind of sounds nice. Oops, capitalist economy. Anyways, so... anyways, we're going to head over to the nearest warehouse, Emothun, and we're going to have ourselves a little bit of a dress shop. They get it here over, you know, 30 minutes or less, or it's free. Crazy. Mr. Batty, he runs the entire place. He's a good guy, though. He just got the unfortunate last name. You know how it is.
Mm. Mr. Batty.
Yeah. Batty. Mm. British people have problems with it, but, you know.
I was going to say that that name only works if you have an accent. Mr. Batty.
Batty.
Batty. Mr. Batty.
Their Y's are pronounced with E's, damn it.
But, oh.
I can't exactly call him Batty, can I?
You could. That's not his. Oh, you could. That's not his name, though. Oh,
cheers, guys. So you guys go to this warehouse and you... Oh, sorry, I thought we swapped places for a second.
Absolutely. I'm dumb as bricks. Where's the brick?
Who's he then?
Okay, so we need to go to the nearest Emothun warehouse and we'll get some change, you know what? And so he pays for the food and the drink and he goes, better to go toasted than roasted, am I right?
Aren't there... Fuck yeah, my gamer.
Oh god, he said the gamer word. Batman, I'm a Discord moderator. I can ban you. You better give me 1 month of Discord Nitro and a picture of Robin's thighs.
Yes, Alfred.
Alfred?
Alfred!
Goddamn.
Well, that got dark.
Jesus. Okay. So you guys, I'll peace out. You get a walk me down. You get one for the road. You head over to Emothun. It's this little shack with a little goblin in the middle of it, kind of suspended. And he goes, "Welcome, Daddy Bados."
I don't like that.
I ain't your daddy.
That's a good movie.
What?
So, we're going to an event. We all need to be dressed up. What do you have for us?
I got everything. I want to wear the spooky ghost costume.
I've literally bought out all the local stores, so now it's just Emothun. What do you want?
What?
I know you enjoy the Austrian variety, but the German make, I can guarantee, the Glock 9mm. Extended magwell.
What?
A flush magwell. 15 round mag. Sorry, I got into my John Wick phase there for a second.
Single pistol and a puppy. Who's gonna stop me? Yeah, I can do that. Just step on inside, and like a small door underneath him opens.
Cool.
Yeah, I want you to describe your new outfit, Onyx.
It's like seafoam green.
Seafoam, I bet.
And it's a three-piece suit.
Like gazpacho?
Do you get the pocket watch?
Nah, because Tide can't tell time very well.
And his shoelaces are outies, not innies.
I love that. Genuinely enjoyable. Three-piece soup. It's good soup. All right.
That will be 400 gold. Oh, God. Okay. Well, it's for Daddy Bethos.
I'm sorry, who?
Here's my card.
Ding.
He looks at Bjorn and he goes, "Well,
well, I was just kind of hoping for some green and black robes, possibly elven engravings or like something that resembles like, I don't know, foresty kind of stuff. Got any of that?"
Yeah, it's kind of boring, but yeah, we got it. Come on in. You want a top hat?
Top hat with robes? I don't know. It's got to be a nice top hat.
How about a cool wizard hat? Really, really make you stand out as a wizard.
You're a wizard here.
Turns to the others. What do you guys think? Should I get a wizard hat?
If I get a wizard hat, will you guys get a wizard hat?
Nah, I'm fine.
Okay, step on in.
Yeah, you get your robes, you pop out. He looks over to the fairy dragon.
Are we dressing that up?
Give her a bow.
If it wants it.
If it wants it, I don't know it. All it does is it makes pots and pans noises.
I'm just staring him dead in the eyes.
Do you want a nice new outfit?
I in zero ways acknowledge you and just continue to stare at the man straight in the eyes.
You know what we'll get? We'll get a...
Give her a bow.
I was going to say a little bow and cape. Bow. Do you feel like cape?
He looks to pots and pans. Cape?
Pots and pans like scratches behind her ears. Or, like, behind her, like, side of her head.
Do you? All right, okay, we'll just do the bow tie. Yeah. All right, Mr. Clackalo, is your go.
Right, well, I don't want to be unprotected, so I will not be going to any suit. Always take a magnum with you. So,
I have the ice cream right here.
Fuck off.
Nice.
I would like... God damn it. I would, if you don't mind, you little green bastard, to have some form of plated suit. I don't need to stand out. Just need to be protected and look nice.
We could just line your suit with green felt.
I mean, you might want to clean it a little bit too. It's covered in shit.
Not your job. Extra.
It's covered in shite.
I ain't playing. I ain't paying. Clean it.
All right. I'll step on in.
Stepping in.
Oh.
What is that noise?
To get the belly button.
As they try to clean you but are gagging the entire time.
Oh, God. Stop.
I'm taking this off in a week. There's a bit of funk.
A week?
A week?
I can see the lines of mold.
I was growing that.
Can you tell time as well? Jesus.
Yeah, you get a scrub down and then you come out with nice. Exact same outfit, but lined in like a forest green felt.
Nice. Does it look somewhat respectable at least? I mean, I look like a bag of shit, but I want to at least fit in a fucking auction. Just
and,
be a bit
and you have
more.
A small bow tie.
Oh, okay, that'll do. That fixes it.
Should I'm sorry, we put any good. Beads in his beard? You know, dressed up the beard at all?
Mardi Gras beard?
Yeah.
Oh, like the bauble in sequin shit?
Yeah.
Do it.
All right. Gregnan just goes in and gets himself a small gnomish suit and a top hat and monocle, and he goes, "All right, thank you, sir. Just charge it to the unfortunate
me, and we'll be heading out.
Unfortunate.
7,000 gold, sir.
Oh, what the fuck?
I think he's robbing you. Oh. Work him down.
All right. So, sir, I think you're a bit high. Well, price is high. I think you're a piece. No, you're doing great at what. Listen, what I'm trying to say is that's too much. And I think you and I are good hagglers. Hagglers. And he turns over to Ty. He's like, I don't know how to haggle. I kind of just get stepped on. And I pay the price.
Yeah, because you just said some very hard shit.
Give us better prices, please. That's a little high.
Absolutely. Here you go. So it'll be 4,000.
That sounds better. Thank you very much. There you go. Pay the man.
You also got to remember to say please.
I'm going to pay you now, please. And he taps his card.
Yeah, that works.
That'll do. He heads off down the street to a roaring tavern. As you guys sort of head on in, the bouncer stops everyone at the door and he goes, you want tickets to get in?
No, we'd like to just get in.
Yeah. Of course we have tickets. Our benefactor here has tickets.
I am not the benefactor. Don't. He looks at the guy. Like, don't call me the benefactor. It's really mislabeling. Really, I'm just a wage slave, and I've been trying my best to get out. You know how industries work. You kind of just stick with it until, you know, you find something better. But sometimes you don't, and you're just stuck. You know what? You don't need. Actually, you do.
Do you have the tickets?
So back in 1998, I was.
What the fuck?
Do you have the tickets? I don't need this.
What I'm trying to say is I can't really talk to you. And he steps back. Alright guys, we gotta find a new way in. We gotta break in or we gotta kill the bouncer. We only have two options.
No! How much are the tickets?
Way too much. I just spent $4,000. I had 4,500.
What?
Is this guy trying to sabotage us or something? I think the
sabotage. I've never met him in my life.
He's a good friend of mine. Should check him out once in a while. Hey, so we kill the bouncer then. Let's go. Right.
Wait, yeah, what?
He tries to show.
All right.
We're not.
That's what he just said. He's the guy who gives us a job. You want to go against him? You won't get paid.
I'm not going against the guy who gives us. It's fucking killing the bouncers, not the maneuver, I don't think.
Sure isn't, but am I say no?
So where are we having this conversation?
Like 10
right
feet
right in front
away.
Of the bouncer. Yeah.
You guys right just stepped out of line briefly.
I'm just sitting on top of, like, I guess maybe Clack's head, and I'm just, like, staring at the bouncer.
Oh, wait, that's right. You can just put him to sleep, can't you?
Yes, I can.
I feel like that would be, like, you know, very more noticeable versus if we just assassinated him quick, dumped his body, framed a different person in line for the murder. We get in pretty easy. I've got a guy.
So, like, I'm not insane in thinking that this would not be the play.
Nope. No, I don't think you are. How about we move a little further away, and then right. Yeah,
we throw something at him.
Oh yeah. Oh, then he'll have to come over here. That's good.
So we move further away.
Yes,
further.
further.
Even further.
How much further are we moving?
Are you taking the piss out the way I say further?
Yes.
So very nice. You're all racist.
No, Coop's like, yes. Get the piss taken out of you.
For free?
No, just.
Well. No, we're paying for this, obviously.
So normally I have to go for work for that shit, you know?
God. Don't mind if I do.
Only feet?
So, how many people are in the line to get into this auction?
About 25 people.
Okay.
We should rob them.
Want to kill them too?
Yeah, no. We can just commit mass murder. Then who's going to outbid us?
The police.
That's a point. It's a terrible point, but he has one.
Well, we don't know what kind of security is on the inside either, right? So.
Nobody if we kill them all. What I'm trying to say is violence isn't the only answer.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, wow, all right.
So how far away are we from, like, the back of the line, for example?
Well, since you guys kind of waited for a bit, and then you stepped out of line when you got to the Bouncer, so you guys would have to go back to 25. And that'll take you about another hour. Mm-hmm. The ocean's going to start soon.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Bjorn casts Mage Hand and then directs it towards the back of the line and tries to pickpocket one of the patrons there.
Oh. We'll say, yeah, give me a sleight of hand. We'll say DC 15.
Is there a way for me to maybe, like... Oh, well, no, okay.
Oh, yeah. So, that's going to be 18.
Is there any way for me to...
18. It has a chain connected to it, so as you pickpocket it, it starts to hit the chain length, and then the chain wasn't actually ever connected to the belt, so the entire wallet and chain come across.
So lucky.
You find two tickets in there, though.
Got to protect the McNuggets.
And about 50 gold in bills.
Oh, God. In bills?
Yeah.
Now, hold on.
A whole lot of bills.
There's some fishy about this.
Hi, Bill.
Cool. Well, I got tickets for Ty and I. We can go in.
Evening, Mr. Murray.
Give him a minute.
Oh my god, the poor man!
It's 50 of him just shoved in there.
Hi.
Oh my god, that really got me. Well,
yeah, I noticed.
Making my belly button sweaty.
Sorry.
Ew!
Not again.
All the time.
Why did I check mine?
No, it's fine.
By proxy, I was like, is mine?
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be.
His is not, but.
How many more tickets do we need?
Well, there's 5 of you.
Well, I mean.
I can go invisible. I don't need one.
And I can turn there's into a squirrel, y'all.
I was going to say, no offense to the dragon, but isn't the dragon considered a pet?
You see, that's what I was thinking.
They're people too, you fuck.
They might not know that.
It's true, they don't know that.
Pots and Pans looks over, what the fuck?
Hey,
I'm going to be real. Genuinely, I have no idea what we're doing here or what's going on because I speak two languages and neither of them are the ones y'all have been speaking in, so.
Okay.
These people are speaking languages I can't understand.
Okay.
It's causing me real issues.
So, it sounds like we have a plan, though. Tide, you turn into a small animal. Pots and Pans will hide in probably Clank's armor. The tickets will be for myself and
Clank.
Did you
just call me Clank?
Clack, sorry. Clack.
Ratchet and Clank.
Hello, Clank.
Is that a reference to the noises I make when I move?
Ratchet and Clack.
We traded him out.
Yeah. We got an upgrade. You're welcome, my broken Onyx.
Hi.
But no, I don't have to hide in anyone's armor. I can just go invisible.
Sweet.
Perfect.
Nice.
I also don't want anywhere near the inside of his armor, so...
That's
it's
fair.
Been scrubbed!
It's clean now. You could be cultivating some things elsewhere, and I'm not I'm not here for it.
Oh, I felt that.
I hit the back of my throat.
I don't like the terminology cultivate.
Yeah.
So what, we need one more ticket?
Yes, I would need to come in, as you do not know the pin to the card.
Or you can just tell it to us.
It's you can shove him inside my armor.
Unless you're going to chop off my thumb, there's no way I can help you.
That's an idea.
Okay, hold on.
I love thumbs. I can't hear what's saying. Never mind.
Hi.
I don't speak common. I don't know what's going on right now.
Okay. Bjorn's gonna ask Pots and Pans in Draconic if he can actually extend his invisibility to others.
I'm just gonna kind of go invisible and then come back out of it.
The answer may be surprise you.
Okay. So Pots and Pans can only turn himself invisible, not you as well, so that's out of the question. Like, I don't know if I could get away with pickpocketing more tickets, but...
No, look, guys, you don't gotta worry about me, the ultimate tide, because I can just turn into a fucking squirrel.
That's what he told you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe I can turn somebody else into a squirrel, too. We'll have to see.
That is not helpful.
You know what? If you can, that takes care of all our problems, because two people will need the tickets, and then the rest need to sneak in somehow. Joe. Pots and Pans has invisibility, you have your transformations, and if we can get the third person to transform, we're set.
Joe. Guys.
Unless somebody wants to sneak in through the back.
Guys,
or something.
I can go invisible, and I have 13 sleight of hand. You have a fairy dragon here. Tell me to do something.
And Sylvan Ty goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. We haven't been speaking any of your languages." apologize for that, little one. Hey, so you know those things that he stole? The ticket?
Bjorn holds them up.
I look at them and I look back.
Get in the people's pockets and take those tickets, y'all.
I just kind of nod a little bit and you see me go invisible, and I'm going to go and try and pickpocket one of the people in line, see if I can grab more tickets.
Give me some sleight of hands.
Okay.
Sleight of paws.
The fuck? Now, because
my machine gun noise. Oh, you can do it with advantage.
Yeah. I don't need to. It's a nat 20.
Holy fuck.
Damn! This man was so worried that he would get denied with fake tickets, he bought 6 pairs.
Why?
12 tickets and 200 gold in bills.
Taking all 12 tickets, and do I have enough strength to even carry that much gold?
It's in bills. It's in paper format.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, I'm taking all of those too.
Holds them out. Which ones do you want?
What the fuck is going on? Oh, he's just taking everything.
Who's Bill? Everything. I come back and I come out of invisibility in front of Tide and just hand him all 12 tickets and all of the money.
Oh my god. Yeah, that totally works.
You know, we could sell those back to the four people. That way they still get in and we make even more money. Or we can just fuck them over. Both is great. We can just kill them, actually. Let's just kill them.
No, stop!
No evidence. That way they can't report a crime. We can just... Here. He pulls out his short sword. I'll just be right back.
Starts smacking him. No.
Stop. Ow. Oh, ah. Come on.
Jackass.
Where's your sense of pride?
Bjorn's gonna put his two tickets back in the wallet he got it from and then just start walking over to the gentleman and then just be like, oh, hey, I think you dropped this.
Oh, thank you, sir. You're gracious indeed. Here, have 50 bill.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, I'm an old-ass motherfucker.
So could I get a younger version?
You get what you paid for, right?
You have 50 bill, mister? Mister, have 50 bill. Dad, you love me? I love me. I haven't seen my dad.
Have you seen my dad?
Yeah, last night.
So we wait in line and go in.
You guys are gonna cut?
Yeah, fuck it.
Alright, you guys wait an hour. You see one person gets to decline.
I had 12. How could this happen?
And he leaves. And then, you get to the bathroom and he goes, ain't I met you without tickets before? You can't buy them online, so how'd you get them?
What's online?
As you might or might not be aware, sir, we didn't tell you if you had tickets or not. You said tickets, we said, oh, give me a second. And then we walked off.
Cha.
And then you threatened me, like, 10 feet away.
Yeah, really but weird. Don't worry that about that.
Yeah, don't worry about, like, the threatening stuff, man.
That's my cousin. He's deranged.
We threaten people all the time.
Me too. All right, you're good to head in.
We threaten people all the time. It's just what we do. It's a thing.
Yeah. I could kill you in your sleep. But I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
anyway,
no,
let's go.
You wouldn't do that, but that is fun. No, that's fun. Yeah. You guys are good, man.
Bjorn's inside already.
We should hire this guy.
Yeah, he kind of just walked right past, so it's really weird.
This guy just bailed, fucking booked.
All right, I'll go in.
Yeah, you guys find yourself inside this bumpin' tavern.
Oh, it's tavern.
Yeah, didn't I say tavern?
I thought it was a auction house.
What's it? Yeah. Inside of this is like rave lights, and you see like 12 pieces being moved into the basement.
Is there really fancy silverware?
Oh no! This is like a bumpin' raver.
Oh.
You're dressed up for nothing.
I think this is a front. I think the black.
Oh, we should go to the back.
In the basement. This.
Oh,
is, yeah.
That hurt me. That hurt.
You didn't expect this from him.
No, this is a front. We should go to the back. That hurt a lot worse than I thought it was going to. I'm not going to lie here.
I've been dropping these dad jokes all
year. I know, and it still sucks.
I'm going to be real. I hadn't even got it until you said something about it.
The worst was, Sky said the same thing as I said it. I'm getting the rap of these terrible jokes.
It's more pronounced when it comes from you.
Yeah, it's true.
Nobody listens to me.
What'd you say?
So anyway.
Anyhooters.
Yeah, we go to the back.
Yeah.
Anyhooters. You get to the door there and a guard goes, can't go back here. Staff only.
Oh, yeah?
Oh yeah.
What the fuck?
Start oo-ooing at the guard.
Oh, I see you're a part of Catboy Summer. You may enter.
Oh, God. What have I done? Ruined myself.
If it works, it works.
I'm ruined.
Alright, he's allowed through because he put on the cat ears. The rest of you.
Me meow.
Staff only.
That's fair. Sorry, we were just trying to find the seats.
Yeah,
for your seats? Yeah, there's booths everywhere, my guy. You need those eyes checked.
Clearly. Yeah, like over there? Oh, okay.
So, Onyx, do
you, I'm confused.
Do you continue Fine. On or do you head back?
Yeah, sure. I keep going.
Right?
Oh, this place is fucking wicked, man.
Yeah, you go down some royal stairs, red carpet in the middle, and you find yourself in this giant arena. Around you are these spectacular chairs of all these nobles sitting in there. You see, like, kings and people just sitting there, like, oh, fish bosh.
Fish bosh. Yes. Fish
sorry.
Of course, fish bosh.
Yeah. How else do you say it?
Like,
squash squash.
Posh boosh, bruh.
Piss.
Are you Potpourri. Speaking my beverage?
You stand there and a guy goes, seat number?
On the ticket, my guy.
And he shows you to your seat and he goes, how much are you willing to bid today?
Depends. Isn't that really for when the bidding gets started? Like, a lot?
I'm, like, indecisive on a lot of things, man.
Mm. So you're poor. That's okay. We'll have a couple of the first ones for you. And then after that, you may leave.
Dude. You said I'm poor.
Sure. I mean, you do look it.
You're kind of talking to yourself. Anyways,
yeah.
I'm going to...
of course I fucking talk to myself. What do you think? I'm a lunatic?
Hmm?
Yes. And he leaves. the three of you kind of have to find a booth, and you sit down. And Gregnan just goes, okay, we have to find a way to make ourselves scarce. Get down those stairs, because I feel like Mr. Sandile is not the best with money. And he's definitely going to bid on the wrong items. So.
Okay. Take a step back. I've missed something. Have we suddenly split the party and we're not with
yes.
Onyx anymore? Right. Okay. I thought I was. That's why I was replying to him.
No.
Is that. Just... I thought we all went into this place and started getting betting for some like.
No,
shit.
No. He got in because he was with Catboy Summer. But.
Oh, I thought that was a joke. I didn't take that bit seriously, so yeah. That'd probably be why I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Aye, we need to get in. Apparently I wasn't in there when I thought I was, so...
Are you okay?
It's been I bashed to the head. Minute.
Never better.
These Jaeger bombs are...
Wait, shouldn't we just be able to show our tickets to that security guard and get in? Like...
I don't think that's to get in here, or rather, to our seats. I don't think they advertise it or want people going back there. So
okay.
He pulls out his blade.
No. Bjorn's going to turn to Pots and Pans and just be like, would you go inside and follow Tide? He might need your help.
I kind of nod and go with, like, re-invisible and everything and try and make my way through.
Yeah, I mean, nobody stops you. You have to dodge a couple waiters on their way down with champagne, but you you make it. And you
Wait,
find
are there
Tide
any utensils?
Sitting there.
The utensils.
There's no utensils.
God damn
just,
it, I hate
it's
this
It's just
place.
Shiny champagne glasses, so unless you're going to steal a glass full of champagne.
Fuck them. I don't want glasses. Alright, I'm going to find Tide.
Yeah, you find him sitting there talking to himself. Everybody has, like, moved seats away, so he's just out in the open.
This is my favorite part.
I'm gonna kind of go and, like, land in the seat next to him and kind of come out of my invisibility.
Yo, what's up, little one?
I shrug.
Yeah, me too.
Crazy storytelling, guys.
That's at any point, can I go up to the bouncer that we just got rejected from?
Oh, that's hard to deal with, man. Rejection.
Mm. I gotta say my two bits before we call it a day.
I don't really speak, so I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah, you go up to the bouncer and he goes like, yeah. Welcome back.
Right. Mm. Come in close.
Mm?
Now, I've been told somewhere across the grapevine that there might be some items of worth in this place. Maybe
are you
going
to try to rob it?
No. Maybe we can come to some sort of deal on the items so I can maybe attempt to buy one or two.
You'd have to talk to the owner. He's upstairs. Best of luck.
Do you mind if I go? Is there another man in front of the door stopping me from going up there, or can I just...
Oh, yeah. Well, there might be a couple at the top, but if you explain, you want to, bid into the place. Brad to have you as a, shareholder.
Yeah. All right. I slip him, a couple of gold or something.
Oh, Bill, I haven't seen you in so long.
Hello.
yeah, I would go upstairs. I would traverse the stairs and try and find the owner.
Yeah. You head upstairs. There's two guards at this office thing. They're just standing out front and they go, "Halt! In the name of love."
But well,
weirdos.
I've been told to come up here. I want to make a bid on a few items, but the man downstairs needs permission from the owner to let me in. No. Oh, wait. Before I break your heart. Before you break my heart.
You're in.
Right.
We love Diana Ross here.
sorry. For a moment then my mind went blank. It's these Jaeger bombs.
Yeah.
I'm baby, and that's baby. And we're aware of where you go. And then they open the door.
Nice.
Only a few people are going to get that reference. I'm really happy.
I certainly didn't.
You don't know Stop in the Name of Love by Diana Ross and the Supremes? Upsetting. all right. Yeah, you hadn't. It's just a plain, kind of fancy office, but nothing really vivid or opulent. And he kind of just stands there like a big mob boss. He's got the 6'4", 300-pound shoulders frame. And he's fucking, what's his name from the Spider-Man, the mafia guy, whatever his name
is. Picture the Spider-Man.
Oh, the big man.
Yeah.
Kingpin?
Kingpin.
Hi.
Thank
hey.
You. That's it. Basically Kingpin look-alike. And he looks at you and he goes you're gonna look me in the eyes
and tell me I'm wrong
and say Diana Ross.
I look him in the eyes and Diana Ross,
it's so good to have you. Come here. I love you.
Part of the family now.
Part of the family.
I love you. Give me a hug.
I go and give him a hug. I'm very confused.
He squeezes you tight and he goes, "This is good. This is good. You always gotta let it out. You're coming to my cousin's wedding tomorrow."
I start crying a little bit.
Tomorrow.
Oh, you're coming to my cousin's wedding. It'll be good. Trust me. It'll be good. What can I do for you?
I'll be there. my boss has sent me to join some auction downstairs, but your man won't let me in without your permission.
You're part of that.
I'd like to get in on it.
Yeah. That's okay. I can help you with that.
Yeah.
You're part of the family now.
Thanks, Dad.
No, not a dad. You can call me Big Papa.
I like when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, Big Papa.
No, I don't want it sexual. We're family. But you never pull out on family.
No.
America, is that you?
Sweden.
Sweden, actually, but you're close.
It's a good thing you're going Sweden to a wedding home. Then, right?
Yeah. I'm going to get loads of action at that wedding, aren't I?
He looks at you and he's like, you better, because Grandma loves you already. I can tell. She's going to love you. And he kisses you on the forehead, and he kind of turns around and he goes, just let her know I sent you. Good grace. Go with God.
Kisses on the forehead. Let
Grandma know you sent me?
No. Let him know Big Papa sent you.
Ah. Hey. Yeah, I love you too. Mm-hmm. Big Papa.
Just make sure.
Go.
He looks you in the eye. Think it over.
Another fucking dime, Ross. I turn around and I'm like, I stay with Grace or whatever. Turn and then I leave.
Around. There you go.
Well, I go back down to the fucking thing.
What an interaction.
I go back down to the guy at the door. I go to our table. Wait. Let me just check my intelligence. I go to the guy at the door.
Welcome back.
Big Papa sent me. He said Grandma's gonna love me already.
He levels his shades at you and he goes,
what the fuck? I'm sorry. What?
Big Papa said I'm part of the family. Grandma's gonna love me already and you should let me in.
You talked to Big Papa?
I talked to Big Papa. And he said, move out the way or let me in.
He kind of nods slowly. He's like, what's your favorite Diana Ross song?
The one that where she says that you should turn around. Because every now and then I get a little bit... I'll stop there.
Oh my god.
I think you got him confused, but that's okay. You mean well.
Okay.
And if Grandma's gonna love you, I'm gonna love you. Hi, name's Keith. We're gonna be best
friends. Did you turn into Big Papa again?
No, I just have a hard exterior, just like all of us. But the minute you're family, you're family.
You know, I'm family.
He kisses you on the mouth. You're good to have.
Oh god.
What the fuck? What
I love it. I can't. You can't pull out because I'm family.
You never turn your back on family, which means we can't do reverse cowgirl.
Okay. Noted.
So what is Bjorn doing in all this?
What I do is I kind of like shuffle past him while looking at him, and then I mm-hmm. walk away mm-hmm. from him backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't turn my back on family and I can't pull out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my okay. god. Mm-hmm.
I find
Onyx. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, you find...
Tide.
Sorry, I find Tide.
Yeah.
You'd not believe it, what it takes to get in here if you don't make cat noises. Somebody just kissed me on the mouth.
Can I just get an official quote for the Z team? You cannot get through here unless you make cat noises.
Sounds good to me.
You don't know what it takes.
Oh, my life. I may have forgotten something, though. Mm. I was a little busy with being kissed and Grandma and something about Diana, whoever that is.
You kissed Grandma?
No, no.
But he will.
She will.
Kevin and
Keith.
A big papa. Keith, that's right. My brain told me just at the last minute there.
Sorry, I just heard you talking about Keith. I love him. He's family.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, there's another one. Puts his hand on his mouth.
Oh, no, you can't deny the kisses, sir.
Oh, God.
So, we're never going to talk about this again.
Sure, I don't mind.
Oh, we've got to go to a wedding tomorrow.
Wait, why? What the fuck?
It's a cousin's uncle's died.
Wait, what?
As a wedding, we've got to go to tomorrow. We've got to meet Grandma and do some other stuff and make sure we don't get... but remember, with family, you can't pull out.
Dude, I think you've got some fucking Glasgow. Fucking issues, man.
You would don't know what it takes to get in here if you don't make sounds like a cat.
Apparently not. Meow meow. Am I right?
But I've forgotten everybody upstairs. I'm sorry.
Swell.
Well, you seem really bothered. Shall we get on with this auction then?
Sure.
Yeah, so potentially the two most irresponsible people in the party.
It is Bjorn and Gregnan sitting in a booth alone, and they're like, and he goes, anyways, come around here often?
Not too often. You?
Me neither. No. Crazy that I just saw him make out with a guard, though. That was pretty fun.
Yeah. I thought he was going to come over here and tell us good news or bad news, but I guess
he just walked right over to the guard and just started making out with it. It was honestly respectable. Full tongue.
Should we, I don't know, try to figure out where all the stuff for auction is held? Maybe get a look at it ourselves?
I mean, we definitely could.
Can you tell the dragon, type?
Yeah.
Because I think you can speak to that, can't you? Yeah. Could you tell the dragon that I've forgotten to get them, but they need to go and pull out with Papa?
What is with you and pulling out?
It's what I got told. I think that's like a secret passcode or something. They have to come down here and say they can't pull out in a family.
Oh, God. That would be an awkward conversation. I mean, not to pull out.
Go and get just in case they don't let me back in, go and tell the dragon to tell the Bjorn that you don't pull out in family and Keith will give you a kiss.
Okay.
Because grandma loves you already.
Alright, pots and pans. and
it's
Sylvan.
Gonna be amazing.
So, like, apparently you're supposed to inform Bjorn that in order to get in, don't pull out on family, don't put your back to family, and make out with grandma.
I look at you dead in the eyes, turn my head, sigh, and then go invisible.
Yeah, I know. It's, like, so fucking weird, man.
I go invisible and I make my way back up to them.
All right, now I know you're not interested in this, but a quick assassination, and we're already through the door before anybody notices. I'm very good at this. He produces three daggers of poison, and he goes, like, before you know it, he'll be crying, he'll be screaming, and tortured all at the same time. I've got three, so we can just end his life. But, oh, he's going to be fucking suffering. Like, you have no idea. Oh, our friend is back.
I appear, like, in the middle of y'all. Or of those two, and I kind of just, like, look at both of them.
Hello, creature.
I turn my head.
La creature.
I point up at Big Papa's office. And so I look up there. I look at Bjorn. I point at it. And with my hands, I make one into the shape of the O and put the other one with just the thumb sticking out and, like, put the thumb in the hand and then pull it out like the the ASL, like, like pooping motion. So I do that pop, and then I make an X with my arms.
Is somebody shitting up there or something? Like, what's going on?
And then I look at them and I, like, make a motion where I'm, like, walking with a walker. And then do, like, the smooching, like, noise. And then do a thumbs up.
You're just gonna watch this and be like, what? Is somebody shitting on grandma or something? Like, what's going on?
I think someone's shitting on grandma. Quick, he grabs his blade and sprints up the stairs. Follow me!
And oh, God, he's a loose cannon.
I just, like, I look at you and I just shake my head.
Like, look, that wasn't too clear, but I also gotta make sure he doesn't kill anybody, so just tell the others message received and... I gotta take care of this. And Bjorn follows.
I'm gonna go ahead and like follow you to help because I don't think you spoke to me in either Sylvan or Draconic, so.
You head upstairs and you find two bodies on the ground in front of an office, and Gregnan standing over them. He's like, I got them. Okay. Now we have to act quick. There's a man inside the office. I've only got one poison dagger left. This one's gonna cause him excruciating pain. All you have to do is open and I'll throw it. Ready? Ready? Ready?
Sure, okay, Bjorn opens the door.
I see him kind of like getting ready for that, and I kind of like fly in front of him and just make like an X with my arms.
You want a hug?
I rotate my head a little, like, not understanding.
He tries to hug the fairy dragon.
I awkwardly kind of like pat him a little bit.
He weeps openly.
That makes sense.
What is this turning into?
This heist has not went well.
I've just killed two men, and I'm probably going to get the electric chair.
And we need to get rid of the bodies.
No, we'll be gone by the time they get here. Oh, look, one of them has a pasta downstairs. We can just go downstairs.
What? Okay, sure. I just want to get away from the bodies at this point before somebody finds them.
Maybe we should kill the guy in the office anyways, just in case he steps outside. He brings back the dagger. Okay.
I get in front of the door again and do the X thing with my arms.
I guess we're told. All right, let's go downstairs. Okay. He gets to the guard and he goes like, we two fine folk of the, of not gay variety would love entrance into the back rooms here. What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
In essence, we would like to go in to join the auction. We have a pass.
Why don't you just fucking say it like that?
It's God, your I don't.
I would love to know why he didn't say it like that, but I
he
cannot.
He moves to the side, and Graydon just looks at you. He's like, I don't know. I feel like I have such a way with words. Why does nobody get me?
Pots and pans starts making meowing noises.
Are you invisible or?
Yes.
Okay. Where's the? Oh, there's a cat. He runs off. I'm gonna find a cat. It is cat voice over. He puts on whiskers and he goes, meow, cat.
Oh my god.
Where are you? And the door is unoccupied.
Is this and just like that a we're
Twitch
in.
Column or something? Feels like it.
So you guys finally find your way out to the five seats. And a great announcer goes, welcome, one and all, to FurryCon.
No.
Thanks.
No.
Well, that's where we're going to end today's episode.
I didn't
Everybody
sign up for
starts
this.
Putting on their suits.
No.
I look towards the dragon.
What have you done?
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Why?
Listening. This is our worst episode.
Nah.
God, this is terrible.
Are you sure?
Quality content for sure.
Like we've had worse.
I'm not showing this to my dad. My mom can see it though. She doesn't know what's going on.
Your dad doesn't need to know about Catboy Summer.
He unfortunately does know about Catboy Summer.
Why? What happened?
My friend called me while my dad and I were on the while my dad and I were hanging out, and he's like, "Dude, you hanging out for Catboy Summer?" And my dad was like, "I gotta ask."
All right,
please
boy,
follow us on our socials and my dad, I guess, because he's putting on the cat ears. At Skylar Carter on Twitter and Instagram, and then follow the show as well at the Z Team 5 and on Instagram because Onyx got it back up, and on Facebook too.
Wait, what?
And yeah, Onyx, what do you got for us?
Wait, the Instagram's back?
I thought you got it up.
No, I can't get nothing up anymore.
You're like 27, bro. Chill.
That's a problem we all suffer from.
You're 27, bro, chill. That's so cold. What the fuck?
Is that the new craft beer coming out?
27, bro, chill.
Yeah.
Sounds good. You can find me here about to blow my brains out. No, but, and you can also find me at Raise That Roll. That's me. Holy God.
And Coop.
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube under Cooper Maniac, where I mainly do Minecraft related content right now.
Oh, well, Liv.
You can find me in my home. We can make out. That's it for me.
Sounds good. Let's go.
And initiate.
Don't actually come to my
roll
home,
initiative. Yeah, we're coming.
Don't come to my house. Fuck
okay,
you.
Okay, you guys can come to my house, but if anyone somehow in some weird way manages to find me, I do not actually give you permission to come into my home, please.
Invite accepted.
Just like the fucking Walter White. Oh, whoa, my name is Walter White. I live at 308 Negro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect, and,
the most famous one?
Oh, God, is that what you call yourself?
Yeah.
I guess the most famous one.
Ugly. The one. Yay! With the biggest dick.
Hell yeah.
Biggest dickest?
I forgot I sent you that picture.
Me sending the cat picture in response.
That's actually to real, like, that's the scale.
Life scale.
Yeah. You can find me on anything, Engines of Stone.
What's anything? Is that the new app?
Yeah. The anything app. You have to upload pictures of only big toes.
I gotta go!
Only.
I do Twitch, YouTube, and other stuff. Well, honestly, Instagram, fucking anything. You just find me. Just find me.
Just find me, please. I'm lonely. And with that.
Yeah, alright. Well, I guess we'll see you next time. That,
emotional damage.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye! Jesus.